respected because of Banu Hashim, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted knowledge to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that knowledge was vast and great, immense knowledge was granted to him. He knew the asma of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. But yet, the knowledge which was granted to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is only a drop in comparison to the ocean of the knowledge possessed by our Holy Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As Imam Bawsiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his Qasida Al-Hamziyah, لَكَ ذَاتُ الْعُلُومِ مِنْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَمِنْهَا لِآدَمَ الْأَسْمَاهِ. This means that the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the essence of knowledge from the knower of the unseen, the merciful Lord Azza wa Jalla. The knowledge of all things that Prophet Adam alayhi salam received is just one part of the knowledge that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has. Allama Ahmad As-Sabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated in Tafsir As-Sabi, the knowledge of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam is derived from the knowledge of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the essence of all sciences. In fact, he was given the essence of all perfections. Prophet Adam alayhi salam humbled the angels through his knowledge, which was only one part of the knowledge of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whereas the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam humbled all of creation through his knowledge, and this is the truth. Subhanallah. Sabse aula wa ala hamara nabi. Sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.